Thank you, Father. Thank you for being in us and with us as we meet together now in your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your divine presence as we fellowship together. Thank you for the fact that you now meet our deepest needs as we absorb the atmosphere of your everlasting and all-enveloping love. We trust you. We love you. We rejoice in you. And we thank you for the wonderful life you increasingly give us as we are able to receive your bounty in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, our Saviour, Lord and Friend. Amen. Hello, dear friend. This is Keith Nolan. Thank you for listening to this brief meditation. It is good for us as pilgrim companions to meet together in this way. How astonishing and awe-inspiring it is that in our blessed and adorable Father, there are no boundaries of time or space. We are linked together in his healing love and light through this wonderful technology, whether we feel the truth of it or not, and even whether we believe it or not. For as he himself promises, he will be with even two or three when they gather in his name. And his only ministry is to give and give and give to those who love and trust him. Even in your most difficult days, he is waiting to minister to you by his divine providence, which is why I'm calling this meditation, God Will Meet Your Needs. What does the scripture say? The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. We find this promise in Psalm 145 and verse 9. And what a promise it is to know that God is good to one and all, and that everything he does is permeated with his grace. And such grace. Many call it amazing. I sometimes think it's preposterous. He allows his enemies to live and supplies them with all they need by way of food and clothing and many earthly comforts. The sun shines on them as it does on the godly. Each harvest is as much theirs as it is those who put him first in their lives. The good news of his life-saving mission on earth is available to everyone who cares to make it their own. And his holy scriptures are within reach of all but the poorest on the face of the earth. And there are multitudes of large-hearted sisters and brothers who are giving his good news to these dear souls free of charge and to as many as they can reach. Oh, that humankind, the world over, might come into the life-enhancing truth of this glorious fact of God's generosity. Only then will nations refrain from bickering over what each of them has, and only then, I suppose, we will be saved completely from envy and jealousy on a worldwide scale, and from all that leads to war. When that day comes, God's love will cover the earth as a blanket covers a shivering man, and we shall all enjoy the comfort which our Creator longs to give to the whole of his creation. Meanwhile, it's good for us to remember that God loves all that he has made, and humanity in particular he calls very good. Even in this broken and far from perfect world, with its often clear injustices and confused and disrupted economies, we have abundant evidence of his skillful working behind the often grubby scenes of life. He still soothes and the distressed. He still heals disease, as well as bruised and broken hearts and minds. His tender mercies really are over all his works. We are all within his merciful regard. And as the proverb reminds us, he causes the rain of his generous provision to pour in profusion upon both the good and the bad. It is only we, perhaps, and our human companions who spoil his good earth and even pollute the rain itself, rain which is essential to the production of food and drink. Nevertheless, whatever the world in general chooses to do, we are able to rejoice in his plentiful provision according to our expectation and gratitude, and we show him these. He generously plants within us the total certainty of his bountiful provision. He will continue to meet your needs. He has endless resources and uses all manner of channels to bless those who, like you, look to him with loving and grateful expectation. Of course, he doesn't promise to provide our childish appetites or fleeting wants, but he will generously meet the deep desires of your heart. And because you are created in his image, your deepest, built-in, hardwired if you like, desires are always loving and God-honouring, and for the good of all who come within the orbit of your life, whether they have to do with your domestic arrangements or with business or friendships or any other matter. His tender mercies are over all his works, and you are one of his works, a work in progress, in fact. My dear friend, you are an offspring of God. He cares for you. He loves you with an everlasting love. He loves you as an affectionate mother loves the child of her bosom. He loves you extravagantly and endlessly. He will never leave you or forsake you. Now fix in your mind and heart the fact that you are waiting on the Lord, patiently expecting him to work on your behalf, perhaps in unexpected ways. As you do this, your circumstances will change for the better, however they may look at present. Even difficulties and challenges and heartaches have within them the seed of an equivalent or greater benefit, perhaps greater than you can at present imagine. I suggest that you listen to this meditation again and again, as many times as you feel the need to do so. Allow it to merge into your very being until you practice the truth of it without even having to think about doing so. God is with you. God is for you. God is pleased to bless you abundantly. He will favour you in every part of your life as you make space for him to do so. Thank you, Father. And God bless you, my dear friend. Amen.